Good morning. It's a Friday morning. We are with Ken Lovett. He is the Senior Vice President for Communications and Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies, former Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, of course. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Lots to talk about. We had hearings about limousines.
Right. After a horrific crash last year upstate, the legislature held a hearing into what regs may be needed to better regulate the limousine industry. There was a lot of emotional testimony from people who lost family members in limo crashes, but the limo industry argued that they are already tightly regulated and the state can do more to crack down on the existing regs, but they don't need new ones.
And of course, New York witnessed one of its most horrific transportation disasters with the Schoharie crash.
Absolutely. And it was emotional. You know, there's very few things where you go to a public hearing and you really see the emotions flowing on both sides. But there were. And the families made it clear that New York needs to do better, whether it's seatbelts, different kinds of windows. Lawmakers are open to the idea. They want to get something done before the end of the legislative session at the end in mid-June.
Oh, speaking of emotional issues, driver's licenses for undocumented immigrants.
Yes, Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie met with his conference behind closed doors, and they agreed they're actually going to take up a bill that would allow undocumented immigrants to get driver's licenses as long as they pass the required tests. This is something 12 other states have done, including Utah. New York used to offer this right, and it was taken away by Governor George Pataki at the time after 9/11 as part of an executive order. The Assembly is going to take up a bill to restore that right. All eyes now go to the Senate, which is now run by the Democrats, but have some political problems where people upstate and their members upstate and on Long Island are concerned that this could hurt them politically. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do before the end of session.
Finally, the Simpsons goes after upstate New York.
Yeah, who knew after 20 or 30 years, the Simpsons could still create a controversy. They had a song parody to the tune of New York, New York about upstate New York. And to say it wasn't flattering, it was not. And it really caused a lot of commotion from Governor Cuomo to local officials. They all criticized the Simpsons for their portrayal of upstate. The Simpsons responded by sending Cuomo a box set of one of its seasons because Cuomo said he had never seen it and invited him to a table reading. It's good to see that the show can still push buttons.
Ken Lovett, he's the Senior Vice President for Communications and Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies. Ken, thanks as always.
Anytime. Be well.